Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world.
The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day.
TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harreg, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits. And today, we're meeting Nush. Nush Cope is a Londoner living in Senegal. She's a presenter, host, and you can spot her modeling on the Odd TV advert too. She's raising two young children in Senegal with her organic farmer husband and documents motherhood and living in a slow-paced natural life across social media and YouTube. We talked about wellness and wellness in general, your mind, body, and soul. But I want to know, what's your specific approach to wellness?
I've just realized that I have to refill my cup to pour into others. So I have to make the space, otherwise I'm not going to have anything to give. And someone made a really good point last year to me. They said, why do we keep talking about filling our cup to the top? Because when you fill your cup to the top and you're pouring in someone else, you're always less than. Why can't we get into a mindset of overfilling our cup so that when we pour it into others, we still have a full cup? And I was like, wow, that is amazing. Yes, I need that. So I think off the back of this kind of idea, I'm trying to find new ways to always refill my cup. And that includes, you know, going to do yoga or Pilates or some kind of fitness class. I try and get up earlier than my kids. In an ideal world, I'd like to get up earlier than every day and meditate so that I can parent from a prepared space rather than like chaos from the get-go. I think the morning routine is really important. Therapy as well has really helped me in my wellness journey, start to understand myself better and understand my relationships better. It's really helped my marriage as well, because I'm starting to understand, you know, why he is the way he is and why I'm the way I am, and that, you know, ultimately we're just on the same team, but we're just approaching it in different ways. I think this is a form of wellness as well.
Thank you for mentioning the cup, because a lot of people need reminders of that. Mashallah, you're very, very accomplished, and I feel like you're such a happy person, and that takes a lot of work. But I would love to know, what's the thing you're proud of the most? What's something that you're super proud of?
I was just about to say that I was guilty of connecting my self-worth to my career. and I felt like when I became a mother, I had to like disconnect from that kind of idea. But what I'm about to say is kind of connected to that. So I'm not sure I'm the best preacher now.
Say as you feel.
But I'm really proud of having a dream and a compliment and accomplishing it. I kind of came out of school and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And then I realized I really wanted to be a TV presenter. And I set myself that goal and I did it. And I worked hard and I worked a million jobs under the sun to make it happen. And I got to that place. I mean, when I got there and when I got to the final point, I realized that it's not the final point that you get to that makes you happy. It's the journey.
That happens, doesn't it? Like you have something and you work so hard and then you get to that thing and you realize that's just a stop along the way. It happens.
Exactly. So now with anything that I do, I'm really trying to appreciate the journey rather than the destination. But I am proud that I managed to make that happen for myself. And it's given me confidence that if I've set myself a goal and a target and a dream to achieve it from nothing, that I can do it again with whatever I want. So yeah, it's exciting.
Love that. Speaking of the journey, what's the biggest challenge you've faced in your journey, you think?
Myself and my...
You're very much me against me, huh?
I love that. I'm very pro me, but I'm also
in a good way. Like me challenging me.
Yeah. I love that. I relate. I've always had a lot of self-doubt and a low self-esteem. So I think I've always kind of had this like not good enough thing in my head, which is always, which always brings me a lot of challenges, but also it makes me feel like I always need to do better and constantly work, you know, harder and da, da, da. So yeah, I think I'm my own worst enemy in that sense.
There are so many things to look forward to. What's something you're looking forward to personally? And in general, what's something you were excited to see or to experience in your field or your career? So one personal and one general. What's something you're excited about?
Okay, so professionally, I'm really excited to start a new business. I am starting a travel company, which is getting me really excited.
We can collab on that. Please tell me more.
I got married in November and I had a destination wedding here in Senegal and we had 70 people. Thank you. We had 70 friends and family come from London to Senegal and I planned an entire Senegal experience, an itinerary for them, and it was the best experience of some of their lives.
Amazing.
And everyone was like, you need to recreate this, like the masses need to experience this. Is because Senegal, for especially for the Brits, is such a like unheard of place because it's a francophone country, so a lot of the you know, it was a French colony, so it's French speaking and most of the expats here are French, so the Brits don't really know it's a holiday destination. But if I can create an experience for the British people and everyone around the world, but English speaking people to come here and see the beauty of Senegal and experience the culture and the people just the way that I have and experience the quality of life here and maybe encourage people to think about alternative ways of living like we have, that's the dream. So we're going to do it in the form of group holidays, private holidays. So yeah, that's coming at the end of the year, the first retreat.
Oh, please make me a guinea pig, please. Please. Yes.
So the personal thing that I'm looking forward to is my best friend is getting married this year in Vancouver in Canada.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited for that. Like there's nothing better than seeing your like childhood friend, like on her whole love journey.
Sweet.
Do that. So yes, Canada, here I come. And then in terms of advice, I'm going to go with something personal that has happened to us recently. My father-in-law just passed away a few weeks ago. Thank you. It's been a really, really tough journey. And I think the biggest lesson I've learned is to tell your loved ones that you love them, like a lot, because life is really short. So it's a small thing that we can do, but we just don't really appreciate the people we love as much as we should. And just telling them that you love them and also just sharing as much time as you can with them because yeah, life is short.
You never know. Yeah, that's beautiful. Noosh, thank you so much for your lovely thoughts and your lovely questions. You really made me think of many things. I love it so much when I speak to someone that makes me kind of like challenges my thoughts and reminds me of things. So thank you so much for that. And just overall, I think it's clear you have such a beautiful soul and spirit. I wish you all the best in any career because I know you're going to rock it. But more specifically, I hope people appreciate how much of an ambassador you are to the beautiful country of Senegal.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been amazing. And I hope I can come and visit you and your part of the world soon as well.
If you ever want to come to Saudi Arabia, please do. Just don't come in the summer because no one's going to be here. It's not the best season. So please come anytime other than end of May, June, July, and August, beginning of September.
Yeah, same in Senegal, to be fair. We're with you on that one.
Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harrag, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Thank you.
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.